Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is March the 3rd, 2017, as we are kicking off the new month of March, March Madness, which is a great marketing madness for all entrepreneurs, small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country to promote and market their product or service and their cause to the general public and their target market. Guys, I am so excited and super excited about what we got to share with you today. As I was looking back over all of my previous shows, we're back, we're doing our thing. This is our fifth year now, and we are super excited for all of the business owners, small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations that we have helped, literally helped, across this country. And I'm super excited about the feedback that I've been getting from each and every one of you who have been on social media as we have continued to kick up the platform on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Those are the three platforms that you guys would basically see me majority in on as far as that go. Of course, Instagram is there too. But I want to make sure that you guys definitely check us out on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. And these are the platforms that we're using on the marketing side to assist you in reference to sharing information with our business owners who are our special guests on our shows that we continue to do each and every week, each and every month throughout the rest of this year, 2017. Now, as we kick it off, we're talking about our topic today will be about inbound, outbound marketing tips that we have been basically talking about for the last 5 years, as now it's been evolving. And of course, we all know that marketing is not the same piece as it was 15 years ago. So marketing has changed dramatically over the last 15 years and will continue to evolve. The rise of inbound and content marketing has made outbound marketing look almost out of date, but specifically when ways of building your network customer base and repeat business, now you have to start focusing on what's really working today and get rid of what's not really working in your business. So your focus is to see exactly what you can do to cut your costs, and it doesn't take a whole lot today. As I share with a lot of business owners that I've designed and built websites for, I talk with them about all of the different things that we could do to grow your network without spending a lot of extra money on marketing. And we talk about advertising and all of the different things that we would do to get the message out there. But your content, as long as it is strong, it is consistent, and it is something that people can gravitate to and drive towards, that's something you want to have in your marketing campaign. You want to make sure that you do this consistently, ladies and gentlemen, on a regular, consistent, daily basis. And I keep saying this again, it has to be done on a daily basis. Our partners at HubSpot will definitely give tools and tips on that as well. You can always check them out on their website about the marketing. And again, we market and advertise on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. And also I'm on LinkedIn. So, again, whatever platform works for you and whatever social site that you feel is you're comfortable with doing the inbound marketing piece of your business, that's great. Now, on the outbound marketing side, grabbing people from that's not considered in your target market, you want to make sure that you reach out to something that's going to grab their attention, something that's going to be universal, so to speak, but yet customized specifically towards them. Universal, but customized specifically to them. So how much of your marketing campaigns do you do, and how much do you normally spend on a marketing campaign per month? Well, that can vary based on your needs to continue to grow and what growth do you currently see in your company today. Are you adding new customers? Of course, everybody wants new people. Just like any industry, no matter what it is we do, whether it's products or services that we provide in the marketplace, you want to make sure you've got continual new faces, new blood, new growth, new lifeline in your business. Well, if your marketing campaigns are put together properly and you have enough information, just enough information for them to be interactive with you on two fronts, then you're doing a great thing. Now, a lot of my small businesses will always ask me, well, Ed, what do I do to get my target audience that I'm looking for specifically for them to do certain things that I want them to do on my website, as well as if I have a brick-and-mortar location, how do I draw traffic to my door? Well, you have to do it on two fronts. Again, inbound, outbound. Basically, marketing materials that you would do online and as well as marketing materials that you would do at your location in your community where you are and where you do business, that has to be said and has to be consistent. And you have to partner up with others like yourself to also grab attention of things that people may do specifically that you do in your business specifically that others don't do in your community. So if you're have a unique product or service that you provide or a different way of doing something that's unique in the marketplace, you will want to make sure you let that be known. Always highlight the differences and make sure that it is something that you can stand upon and do exactly as you say you're going to do when you reach it out to your target market and to the marketplace. So let's talk about it. We have been talking about this oftentimes. I've been sharing this consistently on this show on GTE Pro Network Radio, and I have gotten great reviews and great applause in reference to how we break it down. Inbound marketing versus outbound marketing. Well, it's not easy to try to think of a world before the internet, because before that, it was an old way of doing things, slower way, not as fast, and you're not reaching as many people as you could. Well, today, in today's society, 2017, we now have a capability of reaching millions of people, a great number of people, on a regular, consistent basis. Let's just say 5,000 people. Well, Jesus fed 5,000, but we talk about 5,000 people. If you can talk about 5,000 people a day, if you can reach them out based on the platforms you use and that you're good at, and you have team members or support group helping you put it out there properly, guess what? That will generate you continual growth in your business, as well as making sure you draw new traffic to your door. And you have now repeat business based on how you treat your customers and guests that come to you. How are you with your customers and guests? Are you giving the quality customer service that you provide in your business that you stand by? What is your personality like there? Is it a great atmosphere that you created, that you have created for your company? And also, will it be something that people can, that want, need, and can afford? You got to satisfy three things in the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen, in order to be successful today. It's what people want, need, and can afford. If you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful no matter what you do. But you have to understand what's relevant today may not be relevant tomorrow. There's a constant shift a change, if you will, in the marketplace where people are becoming more finicky, more decisive or indecisive as to what options they have. Because we've been fed so much information at one time, who can make the determining factor of what it is? So this is what we need to do. We have to educate the guests or customers on what it is we do on a daily basis. Education, guys, will help you build your network. And training others, duplicating yourself, this is the law of decreasing responsibility, duplicating yourself so that way you can basically put together a network, not a job, not a business, but a network, to where it will come back to you 20-fold. And you want to make sure you do this consistently, ladies and gentlemen. Educating your guests on the product and service that you provide in your company. Breaking it down to layman's terms. Not using all the tech jargon or high, you know, business jargon that we use today, but something that anybody can understand, that people can want, need, and can afford, that can go out, get it, and come back with it. So that's what you want them to do. So you want to have good customer service, number one. It's vital. It's a vital piece of your business. Just as much as marketing is vital to your business plan is vital to your business when you started your business. Getting your business name out there on a regular, consistent basis, whatever branding you're doing for your company, your business, that's also a vital piece of your business. So we have a lot of moving parts, ladies and gentlemen, to look at when it comes to building a business or a network. When it comes to building a network, it's got to be basically flawless. You have to basically put something out there that's going to grab their attention and that's going to maintain the continual repeat business that you want to have each and every week, each and every month, throughout the rest of the year. So March Madness, let's go to that. I'm so excited about March Madness. In the business world, we have a March Madness, just like the NCAA basketball, their March Madness, which of course is this month as well. But now we have something to go green with. St. Patrick's Day, we talk about green, 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 green. Well, let's go green. Well, let's continue to show the green, ladies and gentlemen, and build a successful network by giving back incentives towards your customers, meaning that I will give them a discount or give them some savings somewhere for a referral, for them bringing others to me, for even sharing the information about my company with others. Guys, this is one of the pieces that we still miss in business today, and I'm still yet understanding small businesses can do it and really can recoup from it faster than big businesses. Why I say that? Because they spend more money on incentives than we do as small businesses. $50 here, $25 here, $30 here. Whatever your price points are and whatever your profit margin is, you have to know what that, how to cut that pie. And once you understand that, ladies and gentlemen, that's another piece of your business. Well, if you're not doing anything, creating any events or creating any marketing campaigns for your company, then you're not in business. I'm going to say that again. If you're not creating any events, any marketing campaigns in your business, you're not in business today. Marketing is going to consist of a lot of different things. But one thing about marketing is that you got to continue to showcase what promotions you're running each and every week. Let's go back to the five P's of marketing. We talk about that on a consistent basis. And the reason why I drive that home, ladies and gentlemen, to everybody who's listening to my show each week, I want to let them understand, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, you have to understand the five P's of marketing. It's all about people, product, price, place, promotion. Well, how of these five P's you want to generate? Well, let's talk about three of the five. Let's talk about the people, the product, the price, and the promotion. The place is whatever place you want to generate in business. But let's talk about these three. Well, the four: people, product, price, promotion. Four P's. Well, if you stick with the four P's, place is going to come. Whatever you want to do, if you're just a, like me, an entrepreneur who do business on the internet as a web designer, marketing guru myself, that's what I do. So I don't have an office space, or shall I say a brick-and-mortar location, where I'm storing products and services all over the place, where I'm just doing everything now on the internet. It cuts costs, no overhead, less overhead, shall I say, and you won't have to worry about all of these different other things to spend money in. So what you want to do in marketing is basically look at what way can I get my product out and who can I co-op with? Let me go back to co-oping. Who can I co-op with to help me put it all there? On a company that thinks the same as I am, that have the same integrity, morals and principles that I do, and that want to really be able to be a help to the marketplace, not hurt. And that's why I say building networks, improving people's lives. That's my tag, my theme for what I do here on my business with Global Touch Enterprise. With Global Touch Enterprise, which is my web design and marketing business, and as well as GTE Professional Network Radio, we talk about building networks, improving people's lives. That's the theme. So in order for me to continue that theme, I have to be about that and only that, staying focused, following one course until successful, so that way I can continue to give the quality service that I provide to each and every one of my clients that I'm interacting with. So that way they understand that, okay, this man is serious. Ed is on the ball. He knows exactly what he's talking about. That is true. That's what you want. You're the expert. You are the entrepreneur. Why did you get in business in the first place if you didn't continue to handle and do the things that's necessary to sustain the business? That is the key factor about inbound and outbound marketing, sustaining the business. Putting out there new ideas, creative ideas, innovative ideas, and ideas that's going to move people to come to you. That's what it's really all about. And whatever your theme is, whatever theme song you have in your company, you want to make sure you sound that bell out. Continue this, ladies and gentlemen, and you will be successful. Customers will come to you. They will seek out your business, and they will give you permission to communicate with them on a regular basis. That is the purpose of inbound marketing. They will come to you. They will seek you out and give you permission to communicate with them. You must stick a pin there. That's a key fact. Your content is going to be well targeted. When you're doing inbound marketing, it allows the audience to be very highly targeted. The best inbound marketing is talking to people who are receptive to the marketing message as a result of a highly targeted campaign that your company has put together, that you have personally put in to assist. Think of yourself as a customer as well. How would you want to be handled? How would you want to be dealt with? Well, all of that is part of that as well. So you don't want to say things or do things or put anything that's going to be offensive, that's going to be different on a level, that's not going to be consistent on a regular basis. If you're continually changing something, then that means something must not be accurate or right. So you want to make sure you keep it simple, consistent, and making sure it's attractive enough to draw the audience that you want to draw, regardless of whoever that may be. And whatever your age demographics is, for whatever product or service that you're providing in the marketplace, that also will determine that factor as well. So you want to make sure you do this consistently without fail, and I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, this will help you build a successful network, business, as well as keeping and repeat business on a regular, consistent basis. That's what it's all about this year, 2017. It's all about retention, retaining, maintaining, and getting repeat business on a regular, consistent basis. The more of that we have, the stronger we get. The less of that we have, the weaker we are. So you don't want to have a weak, floppy business, like a floppy disk. Remember those back in the day? So you want to keep up with the times, and you want to make sure you're doing something simple. Now, here's what I'm going to suggest with you guys on marketing campaigns that you can put together on social media. On social media, you can do marketing campaigns for less than nothing. I do it on Facebook, not a problem. For 1 week, I may spend $10 for 1 week's campaign, generating the audience of when it comes to my radio show or web design and marketing campaigns that I put together for those who need a website. Although I'm partnered with Thumbtack.com, who is also a place where you can go to bid on work or orders that people requesting based on your industry that you're in. And you can bid on those and get work if that's the thing you like to do. In the service industry, let's go to that. In the service industry, that's big. That's huge. Now, if you're a product business, then you have an e-commerce site that you should have put together that's simple enough and secure enough to get your records and maintain your customers' information. So that way, when they come to purchase online from you directly, that means that you have their best interest at heart. That's what people want to know. That's what people want. So you want to continue to do that regularly on a regular, consistent basis. So these are the things that you want to do when it comes to those inbound and outbound pieces. Well, let's go back. The inbound piece, you can go through the search engines for inbound marketing. That's going basically internet activity that you do online. Any internet activity that you do online, you want to make sure you be consistent with your content. You're talking about basically your search engine optimization, search engine submissions, your advertising displays, social media, anything that you create, your business page. If you're doing email marketing, blogs, webinars, podcasts, SoundCloud, anything on that level, video, media, you have to put together your infomercial or your video. You want to do it yourself. You want to have that done ASAP. That's one of the key factors of growth when it comes to that. Look at what happened. Now we're doing what is called landing page websites. It's just one pager. That's all you really need is a one pager to promote a particular product or service that you're providing. That's the core of your business, core of your company, to others to test the market to see, one, if the product or service that I'm providing is relevant, and two, how many people would want to buy into this? And three, is it cost effective enough for them to do it where I can repeat it over and over and over and over again? That's what you want to know. So those are the things you would want to look at when it comes to inbound. Let's go to outbound. Not everybody asks for it's to have basically their due push when it comes to outbound marketing. One of the older things we used to do, of course, was flyers and messages and being in the paper, advertising, you know, and then TV, radio. Well, if you're doing the outbound side and looking at a target market, that can cost can be very high, especially if you're doing it in other demographics where you're not at physically. And, you know, so that's why we back then we used to have those 800 numbers. We used to have plentiful of those, and we used to run those things like clockwork in other areas to market. Well, today you don't have to go through all that because if you think about it, TV advertising is gonna it went up. It literally has gone up. So you won't be able to go through that consistently unless you got some stash cash somewhere where you can do that. But small business owners, we don't have that capital. So let's look at what we do have. You do have opportunities to partner, co-op. Let's go back to co-oping with other companies to do the marketing campaigns. That's the beauty of co-oping. Let's look at how that works. When you look at the community you're in, what other businesses are doing campaigning there in that area alongside you, beside you, that you can partner or co-op with to basically put together a streaming campaign. We call it now a streaming campaign, because what you're streaming about is all about the products and services that you're providing and the location where you are. And if it's an internet base, your outbound now turns into inbound. So now you see the difference between inbound and outbound on a cross version of the two. You can partner locally in your community and market, and you can do it that way, or you can partner with someone to do an inbound marketing campaign. So your campaigns can be consistent with the content, and your costs will be less. And that's what everybody's looking at, less cost. So you don't spend as much as you would. So with the March Madness, well, marketing campaigns for small businesses, this is a great opportunity for you to look into the social media world and basically promote your campaign, your business there. Put your marketing campaigns where you are successful at. You can test market any of these things. And basically, it's all about business to community or B2C. Business to customers, we can say that, but again, it's about business to community. It's all about building your community, building up your network. Or you can say B2N, building to network. Your building to network or your business to network is basically going to build your brand, the people you have working with you. And if you don't have enough people working with you, find the right group that's going to be like you, like-minded people, thinkers, strategic people, and people who are out there go-getters that can go out and get it and come back with it. So you want to make sure you have all of these things in place to grow, to build successfully, and make sure that you have everything you need on a regular basis, whereas now you can manage this and you can also keep track of this. If you, again, you have to have a database, though, and I'll share this with all small business owners, you have to have your own database put together for your company. You should always have that. That's necessarily needed today. Always you got to have that in order for you to track it. We got software now. We got plenty of opportunities where you can do it on a tablet or a laptop or desktop or phone. Anything that you want to use on the platform to keep track of what's going on in your business, you have that now, and it's mobile. It's on the go. So just like your website, on the go. So people can pull it up on no matter what device they're using, they can pull up your information, whether they use their iPhone or phone, or whether they're using a tablet or laptop. So you want to make sure you're on all of these different setups platform-wise, so that way they can pull you up and see exactly what it is you do. So business to community, inbound, outbound marketing, this is what you want to do. And, guys, I'm super excited for all of you, for everyone who's tuning in every week for this great information that we're going to be sharing. And next week we're going to be sharing some more as we continue March Madness. And I want to hear from you. So give me some feedback, ladies and gentlemen, on what it is you need that we can help you with that's going to be given to building your brand and your business. So if you want to, you can email us at edward@globaltouchenterprise.net or you can tune in to our show or go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. So I want to thank you all for tuning in for this week. Until next week, we'll see you again. Keep building the business, and again, also keep building the dream.